weather is really the big story for much of the United States. Meteorologists estimate that the current series of storm systems that have been pushing their way across the South and the Midwest heading east could affect the lives of 150 million Americans. Places like Vilonia, Arkansas, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Macomb, Mississippi, tornadoes, flooding. It's a full gamut of spring weather that's already set records in the month of April, and the month of May is usually the worst month of the year in some of these areas. Joining us from Norman, Oklahoma is Harold Brooks, research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory. Harold Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I read the story yesterday that there's already been a record for tornadoes in April, and May is usually the worst month of the year. Any idea why we're peaking in April, and is the trend continuing into May?
Well, it's been a really active pattern. It's the kind of pattern that we don't see stay this active for very long, very often. It's probably the biggest April since 1957 for activity. And explaining it's a little hard. Some of it has to do a little bit with the La Nina pattern that we've had in the Pacific Ocean that sort of leads to a little bit of a stronger jet stream. The one upside, perhaps, is that what happens in April doesn't really tell us very much about May, so we don't really know that May will be very active. It could be a quiet May, or it could be an active one.
And really, the issue for meteorologists that's so challenging in the spring transition is that there's so much sort of turbulence in thermal patterns that data points don't necessarily connect to each other in the way that they might in the middle of the winter or the middle of the hot part of the summer.
Yeah, certainly the transition season, spring and fall, provide a lot of challenges because things tend to move very quickly. So you also have to, small errors make a big difference in your forecasts.
So explain to me, and again, I'm not a meteorologist, but anecdotally, it seems to me that the number of tornadoes is certainly drifting south. I mean, I associate tornadoes with Ohio, where I grew up, but, we're talking Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, areas that I wouldn't necessarily associate with being, the center lane of the tornado alley.
Well, typically in the early part of the season, so April, tornadoes tend to be further south than they are, say, in May and June as the jet stream's further south. This is usually about the peak time for the areas that are getting hit. Perhaps they're getting hit a little bit harder than normal, but this is not that unusual in terms of the timing right now.
And are there any sort of warnings you would give people? 100 homes in a rural East Texas community were completely destroyed or damaged. The latest round of severe weather last night, came a day after 10 people were killed in Arkansas, one dead in Mississippi.
Well, the biggest thing is to be prepared. Today, the highest risk area is northern Alabama and sort of the surrounding areas of Tennessee, Georgia, and northern Mississippi. And the basic thing is you need to have a plan, know what's going to happen, and be prepared to listen for weather warnings. You want to get as low as you can and put as many walls between the tornado as you possibly can. Obviously, when a tornado hits, not very many people go through a tornado in their lifetime, and so it's a devastating event when it happens to you.
Finally, the flood patterns on the Ohio and the Mississippi before we go?
Oh, the flooding is in some ways may even be the really big story. The southern Mississippi River doesn't flood very often, and we certainly have put a lot of water into the Ohio Valley and areas to the north that could lead to that being a big problem in the next few weeks.
Harold Brooks, research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory, talking about the weather system in the month of April. It has already set records affecting 150 million Americans and likely to continue through the end of the week. Harold Brooks, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care.